man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth. everyone. Goodness. Wow. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Wow. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the planet. What a way to start the cipher out. Just want to welcome you all in. Welcome on into Planet Remix Radio. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle. And oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm going to keep saying that for a whole minute. But welcome, 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 everyone. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open, and you are certainly more than welcome to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. Yeah. Let me give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over. You're going to come on over to YouTube, and once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, that's me, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and that's going to get locked in to Planet Remix. Yeah. And then also, I want to let you know that you can join us on the phone lines, and to join us on the phone lines, all you have to do is dial 515-605-9794, and that's going to get you locked in with us on the phone lines. Now, for all of our international listeners out there, you do need to dial the U.S. country code, and once you dial that U.S. country code, once you dial that U.S. country code, you're going to dial 515-605-9794, and that is going to get you locked. So peace and greetings to everyone. How are we feeling? How are we doing out there? Can you believe we are already in the month of May? And not only are we in the month of May, in our series, The Seals, starting with the seven seals, we are at the divine seal of two, the metamaze. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and also revealing the charge and who is at the second seal. Yeah. But it's just going to take me a little bit of a minute, like just to kind of warm up the mic a little bit. And just kind of get the information out. So I do want to welcome you all in. And for those of us in the West who are celebrating Happy Mother's Day, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers on the planet. And those who came before us, Happy Mother's Day to my mother, sending her so much love, and had an amazing day connecting with family. And my children connecting with me, and also all of us mothers celebrating. So we will do a special Ashe to all the mothers on the planet at this time. But I trust if you are a mother at this time that you enjoyed this moment. Because, of course, we know Mother's Day is something that is celebrated all year long. But this is a very special time that we get a chance to show those mothers in our lives, women in our lives who are mothers, to shower them with extra care and love. We want to say Ashe to the ancestors, to all of the mothers who've come before us. So Ashe to the great Divine Mother, and to all mothers, and mothers to come. Ashe, yeah, welcome on in. Welcome on in, everyone. How are you feeling? It's Sunday. And to be honest, we didn't even know if we were going to do the show today. But we were going to do it on Friday. But how fitting to do the share, the second seal, the Meta Maze on Sunday. On Sun's Day. On Mother's Day. The perfect energy of 8. It is 5/8/22, and that 8 really speaks to infinity, which is all about feminine energy. So everything is in perfect alignment. Yeah. So welcome on, Anne. I do want to give a very, very special shout out to all the mothers. And I will kind of shout out a few of the mothers here. But definitely I want to ring the bell for self-invested. And to everyone who is self-invested. And of course, class went down, so love from myself and Brother Bilal to everyone who is self-invested, putting in that work. And oh my goodness, my heart just lit up because my baby girl, Wifo Silver, is in the building. She's listening in, as well as my son too. And they showered me with a beautiful Mother's Day today. I am so grateful. I am so grateful and so grateful to each one of you, too, for sending your Mother's Day love. So shouts out to Self-Invested and everyone who's a part of the Self-Invested family. I want to send some love and special shout out to the Divine Priestess, to all of the Divine Priestess in the building, listening. And those who are spending time with their mothers and sending love to all of them. All of them. Blessings to all the Divine Priestess and all of the mothers as well. Mm-hmm. Such a powerful time. Such a powerful time. I am grateful for each and every single one of you. And don't worry, brothers. We got something for you tonight as well, too. Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's get those likes up so our soul family know where to find us. Also, I want to say happy born day, happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating their born day, their birthday in the month of May. Happy born day to you all, to you all, to you all. So many mothers here. And if you're a mother and you're in the blue room, you know, drop some love, drop some hearts, let us know. so you can get that extra love. You can get that extra, just that extra love as well. So happy Born Day. And shouts out, of course, to everyone celebrating a Born Day today. I know Dr. Dina is celebrating her Born Day, and so fitting on Mother's Day. So happy Born Day and happy Mother's Day. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So shouts out to all of our family. And for those of you, if this is your very first time listening in, thank you so much for listening in. Want to send love out to our Clubhouse family who's in the building tonight. Welcome on in to the Clubhouse family. Those of you who have the Jupiter Money Kit, sending you so much love as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shouts out. Shouts out to all of you. Mm-hmm. And everyone who was a part of the Heart and Soul Workshop, be on the lookout this week coming up. You will get a chance to get the replay because we will finally be closing out on all of our one-on-one sessions. And we are super excited for that. Mm-hmm. I want to send a special love to all of our mothers in the ancestor realm. And also want to send some special love out again to Priestess Donna Lee and her mother as she continues on her journeys. And then also shouts out to Griffin, to him as his mother continues on her journey, and all others' mothers who are making their journey back to the motherland, back to the divine motherland. Ashe, ashe, and blessings to them. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The second seal, the Meta Maze. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So now we're going to get ready to listen to some Baby Blue. All right? I'm going to listen to a little Baby Blue. By the way, she's in the building as well. So let's listen to some Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to listen to, and brothers, I hope you don't mind, because we're going to be a little selfish for this earlier part of tonight. And this song of the night is dedicated to all of the mothers on the planet, all of the mothers who've been here, all of the mothers on the planet now, and even those mothers of the future. So I'm going to ask for a special request, and that is that we all get up. That's it. Get off the couch. Get out that chair. You know, just stand up for just a moment as we take this time to celebrate this energy of our mothers. And all of us here, celebrate that energy of the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. All right. We up? You already up? That's what I'm talking about, Lance. All right. Here we go. Happy Mother's Day.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
No!
Some of them men think they freak just like we do, but no, they don't. Make your check come at their neck. Disrespect us, no, they won't. What I'm even trying to say to them.
Get a little bit of that girl power in there. Truth teller, yeah, we had to get it in. We had to get it in just a little bit there. We had to know who run the world, girls. Who run the world, girls? Once again, everyone, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and happy Born Day to all of us. Because it is through our earthly mothers that we have life. Isn't that right? It is through our earthly mothers that we have life. So while we are celebrating Mother's Day, we get to partake in this celebration because it is our Born Day. Our Born Day is directly connected through our earthly mothers. So happy Born Day to everyone on the planet. And happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers. To all the beautiful mothers who so loved the world that they gave their life so you shall live. To all the mothers who love the world so much that they have given their life so you shall live. So you shall live. I want to say our mothers and our fathers have given us both grace and ease. And right now we are honoring our mothers. But we know that this is just the time for mothers, and soon it will be the time for fathers. But our mothers and our fathers gave us grace and ease. So tonight, as I honor my mother and I honor my grandmothers, Rosalie and Sadie, and honor my great-great-grandmother, my grandmother Annie, and I honor those who came before, I will use what was given to me of their grace. I will use their grace. We get our grace from our mothers, and we get our ease from our fathers. So I will be using grace and ease tonight as we now discuss the second seal, the metamaze. I want you to listen closely. In fact, any time that you're listening to Planet Remix, really, really begin to listen closely. And for those of you who are new, know that this is the place that just might change your life in this very moment, as it has done for so many. I mean, that's really something to think about, that we are living in a time where listening to something, listening to Planet Remix, listening in this sacred space could literally change your life. That is really something to think about. Look how powerful your thoughts are. Isn't that something to really begin to think about? Could literally change your life. Speaking of thoughts, I want you to know that if you are here, then you are your mother's and your father's thought. Because before you came into being, you were a part of their thoughts. Now, I want to be very careful here, because I am saying thoughts, not thought. I'm not calling you your parents a thought, a T-H-O-T. I'm saying you were a thought. Your life was something of a divine design, and it involved your father and your mother, and you to be here. Let that be a reminder to you to always thank your mother. Because before she was born, she was carrying you as a thought, and she was carrying you as a seed. Your mother had your seed. Now, this is real fact. As women, the women are born with all of their seeds that they will have during their entire life. Now, think about that. Now, that's a hell of a thought. That all the seeds that a woman has within her body, she brings them to her when she is born. Those seeds are held within her womb. So know, if you are here, no matter how tough it was for you to get here, no matter the circumstances of you getting here. No matter what your father was doing, no matter what your mother was doing, no matter what was happening, your mother always had thoughts of you, even before she was born. So, this is why I would say, and many will tell you, when you have your mother's love, and when your mother tells you she loves you, know she really, really means it. And she has held the proof within. So that's a fact. Women do not produce seeds. Seeds are with women when they were born. When we were babies, we had millions. Listen at me closely. We had millions of oocyte cells within us, which are seeds of light. Seeds of light, L-I-G-H-T. The seeds of you within us. Seeds were protected and nurtured. This is why we have to take care of our baby girls. And we have to nurture them and give them love, all of our children. So if you are here, know that your mother loves you. Know that your mother loves you. And as women and as mothers, we mean it and we have proof. Do you know how much thought went into making a woman? Now, that's something very mind-blowing. When you think about the anatomy of the woman. But I want us to stay here on thoughts for a minute. Because tonight we're talking about seals and we're talking about seeds. And they really go hand in hand. As you look upon your sky, the moon right now is in a cycle. The cycle that the moon is in at this current time, the moon is in a waxing crescent moon cycle. I want to say that again. The moon is in a waxing crescent moon cycle. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds a little sexual. But the moon is in this cycle at this time. And this is some beautiful energy to celebrate this energy, especially when it comes to thoughts. Because the moon begets to have something very electrifying that happens at this time. And I know many of you here can feel it because the moon is beginning to become illuminated. And it's getting illuminated by the light of the sun. This illumination that is coming from the sun into the crescent moon, once again, after the darkness that was created by the new moon phase. This energy here, this is time to cast the energy of what we know as a chance. You know how someone says, can you please just give me a chance? This is a chance at a new beginning. And I know you feel that. See, this is the blessing that we are receiving from the celestial skies. And every time the moon is in its waxing crescent moon cycle, we feel this energy. We become optimistic about what is possible for us. We begin to take a look at our lives and take a look at who we are and think about what direction are we headed and why are we headed in this direction. The illumination, because we are just coming out of a cycle where seeds were planted. This is why you must mind your mind and be conscious of your thoughts, because we do know that thoughts are things. And when we're planting the thoughts, we are sealing the deal and they become things. So now, talk some more about this moon energy. We're going to do something tonight that we don't often do, and that is we're going to be intentional about our thinking. Because you do know that you can create a thought. You don't have to just think what comes to you. You can be intentional about your thinking. In fact, this waxing crescent moon energy is your call to action. It's a call to action. This call to action has absolutely everything to do about your thoughts, what you're holding in your mind, and what you're manifesting. So here are some questions to begin to start asking yourself at this time. What are you working towards in life? What are you working towards in life? Because it's time that you take your seeds and you begin to start turning them into reality. This has been the meta maze of the mind since the beginning of time. And now more than ever, we have to rely on those tools our ancestors have given us and begin to take them forward. And we must understand how to utilize our mind. We must be intentional and mind our thoughts, because the mind is a maze. It's a maze that have trapped many for lifetimes. What do they say? As so you thinketh, so is he, she, they, them, or we. Want to make sure I don't leave anyone out. As so you thinketh, so is he, she, they, them, and we. Because you are what you think you are, not what you say, but you are what you think you are. So whatever you're holding on to in your heart and thinking is what you will act out in the world. Now, you are not new to Planet Remix. You are not new here. And if you are new here, then this will be something for you. But you do know that your thoughts affect our moon, which is your mood. See, that waning, waxing crescent moon is affecting you, and you're affecting it. And it is causing you to adjust your attitude. And this is why it's so important that you understand that you live in a world and you're connected to everything in the world. And the moon cycles are not just important to women because of the flow of their menses, but it is connected to all of us on the planet and everything on the planet. The moon and its cycles has the ability to alter your mood based on your thoughts. And your thoughts will determine what future lies ahead for all of us. Your children are living in a world of your thoughts and your mind. Look at your children. Look at what's happening to them. Look at what they're doing. They are living out your thoughts. They're living out your thoughts, and you are living out your parents' thoughts. We were created as a thought. You were created as a thought. So we can all agree, mind our thoughts as if we are in a crystal mine searching for treasure. All of us are thoughtologists on the planet, and we should be going mining every day, looking for gems, finding the crystals, finding the magic in our thoughts. And also remembering, you do not have to entertain every thought you think. So what does it mean to be a thinker? We spend so much time thinking, but we don't even know what it is to be a thinker. The meta maze of the mind. You must understand that you have to choose your own thoughts. You have to choose your own thoughts. You have to be intentional about your thinking. I would never recommend that you just start thinking any thought that comes in your mind. But we know for sure when we take a look at our lives, we take a look at what's happening, we look at the world around us, we know that this is a product, your life, where you are. It's everything about everything you ever thought and every word you've spoken. They have turned into a sign, sealed, and delivered manifestation that we call your life. The meta maze is connected to the mind. The mind. And understanding the operation of the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. There is something that has been going on the planet for a very long time. And that is, the mind has been under attack. And this is why growing up, you might have heard these sayings, and throughout time there has been sayings and all of this related to the mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. We all heard that. Do y'all remember the commercial that used to come on TV? The mind is a terrible thing to waste. As a man thinketh, so is he or she or they or them. The mind is all. But the mind has been under attack. Been under attack. The mind is like a school teacher that's been overworked and underpaid. The mind has been treated like a thought, and this time I mean the T-O-T-H or the thought. We have given our mind tasks that it no longer can handle, nor should the mind be handling these tasks. And as a result, we are living in a time where technology, information, resources are in abundance. But yet, the world is fighting a plague of mental illness. Mental disturbances on the planet. And this is because the mind is under attack. And the mind has been under attack for a long time. We have given the mind too much because your mind is only supposed to be working when you're present. It is not the mind's job to figure out how to make you happy. It is not your mind's job to figure out how to find joy. It is not your mind's job to figure out your purpose. That's not an operation of the mind. The mind holds a very powerful place, but it has been given jobs, duties, instructions that it is not supposed to follow. The mind. The mind is under attack. The mind has started to create moods where your mood is supposed to come from your true emotion. They are coming from our minds. The mind has taken over our bodies. The mind has taken over our hearts. The mind has been able to block out our hearing of our higher self, of the divine God, the universe. The mind has shut down all interactions. And as a result, we see why we all struggle to have a piece of our mind. Isn't that interesting that we say that? We call it a piece as if we are slicing a pie. A piece of mind. We are living in a world where peace is reigning supreme. because we do not know how to use our mind. We should allow our hearts to lead us, trust on our insight, and allow our mind to find the process to move forward. But the mind has taken the place of the foot soldier. It has jumped out front, and it has taken over. So I want to share something with you, because this is directly connected to our second seal. And as we continue to talk about the metamaze of the mind, I want you to know that you have to work with your mind. And you have to choose your thoughts. You are the only one who can do this, because the only way to get to the true essence of your moon or your mood is to change your thoughts. Depression, sadness, separation, confusion, all of these things are of the mind. You have to change your thought to change your mind, to change your mood. And this is not something to do every now and again. This is why we have Planet Remix. Because this is not something that you do Monday through Friday. It is not a job. It is not a Sunday reset. It is not a I love myself once a week moment. It is not a part of your morning routine. This can't be a hustle, because you cannot hustle your mind. This is soul work. This is soul work. In the Bible, and I want to give this reference just because this is a very good one, in Isaiah, I believe, 20, verse 26:3, it talks about the mind. You will keep in perfect peace the steadfast of the mind. You will keep in perfect peace the steadfast of the mind. And what this speaks to is you must understand the power of embodying, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. We don't understand that. We think self-love is girly stuff. We think self-love is needed after self-destruction. We think self-love is needed after a breakup. We think self-love is needed after we lose our jobs. We think self-love is needed when the rent is due. We think self-love is needed when our children act up. We think self-love is needed when we're broke and don't have money. And all of those situations do warrant self-love. But again, you can't side hustle yourself. This is soul work. This is something you must do every single day. for the rest of your life. You have to constantly remind yourself of that love, because that is what's going to bring peace in your mind. That is what's going to let you know that you are the creator of your life. It will allow you to have responsibility for who you are and everything that is connected to you. And you will be able to be in the best position to live your best life. Now, one of the other things is to really, really understand the operation of the mind when it comes to the left hemisphere and when it comes to the right hemisphere. Because we are constantly being bombarded by signs and symbols around us. And if we do not use our right and left hemisphere to do the work to understand the energy of what we're really taking in, we simply will be thinking thoughts and doing things against thyself. You must, as I said earlier, observe your thoughts. About 13 years ago, and that video is still here on YouTube, and I did a show on the remix about thoughts being things. And I gave you steps on how to observe your thoughts. Most of us don't know what we're thinking because we don't take time to examine our thoughts. But there is something very powerful that is happening inside of our bodies every time we see something, every time we feel something, every time we hear something, every time a thought comes in. That thought is creating a hormone in our body. And that hormone in our body is sending messages to every single cell inside of our body. Every cell that's in our body. It is connecting itself with our DNA. It is taking us through all 12 strands, otherwise known as the dimensions of consciousness. And not only are you activating things in your life that is happening right now, but you are activating things from our ancestors. And when those thoughts and when those things are of low vibration, then you are activating things of a lower vibration. It is mixing inside of your cells, and it is causing the energy and the frequency in your mind to go to places and begin to do things that is out of balance. And this is not just happening to those of us who are conscious. This is happening all over the world. So we must understand the meta maze of the mind. This hormone is powerful. And when it's in its proper alignment, it will take you through the highest vibration of all of the 12 dimensions of consciousness within your DNA, and it will unlock and give you access to all the information on the planet. And some of you, some of us, a lot of this hormone. We was given so much of this hormone. We chose to come back to express in a very, very unique way. And we don't even know it. Most of us are clueless. The world is baffled. They don't even know what to do with it. And many of us have not been able to recognize or harness the power. Now, everyone on the planet has this inside of them. But some of us, we've been bestowed upon more of this. And because of that, we absolutely must know the power of the metamaze mind. I will say this as we continue. As we continue with the second seal and the metamaze, because we did have someone to come back and really sort of lay this blueprint out to help us begin to understand the power of what we had that was right in front of our faces, that lived inside of our bodies. And this energy lived inside of all of us, some of us more than others. And it could either make us a raving monster, or it could raise us to the God-Goddess level. But before we disclose who that might be, I want to go back to the mind again. Because the mind truly is a terrible thing to waste. And we must put ourselves in a position where we're not wasting our mind. We're not allowing our mind to continually go into this endless loop. It's like your computer being stuck on the black screen. We cannot afford to allow our minds to stay under attack or to burden it with so much that it shifts our whole entire mood. We must understand its proper place, so that we can allow the mind to do its role as all the other organs in our bodies, or our brain, our organs in our bodies, and everything to function as it need be. So we have to really learn how to mind our business. Because you are an entity within itself. You are the sole proprietor, owner, and operator of your mind. And you are allowed to think and be a free thinker without entertaining things in your mind to drive you mad. But I assure you, this is not a one-time job. You must talk to your mind. You must be intentional with your mind. You must be disciplined with your mind and you are allowed to choose and decide what you want to think. In fact, you are the only person who can do that. No one else can do it for you. No one else can do it for you. And here's the interesting fact. We will fight our mothers. We will fight our fathers. We will fight our sisters, brothers, friends, and lovers. But we will not fight our minds. We don't want anyone to tell us what to do. But yet, we will allow our mind to take the lead, to remove ourselves from being responsible for our thoughts, our actions, and our ways. Imagine that. Now, that's a thought. Now, that's a thought. We will spend our whole lifetime hating someone, but we will let our mind come in the middle of the night and destroy us from within. And the gag is, it won't even be our own thought. It'll be some shit floating in the ethers, and we will hold on to it as if it was a gift from heaven, putting us in hell. But we will not let the thought go. And when we're challenged about what we think, we will find someone else to blame. We will say it is his fault, and they did this to me, and I don't know why we can't do this together. The mind is allowed to run rampant in our lives, destroy, tear down, bust through our hearts and destroy us. Now, I will say this. It's not all your fault. See, this world was set up with signs and symbols, and these signs and symbols are there to communicate with these floating thoughts in the ethers. And here you come unaware of your own thoughts, or we've never been taught that we don't have to think every thought that comes in our mind. So we simply see something in the outside world, and we don't realize that our mind, our right hemisphere, that loves to be able to take these things and pull them in, the right hemisphere. This is the creativity. This is the imagination. This is where the intuition gets activated. But it's also the place of the internal vision and the interpretation of what we know reality to be. See, this part of the brain in its proper operation is there and designed to help you see the big picture. You're supposed to be able to see things holistically. But what they forgot to tell you is what you meditate on is what you get. So before there was Hollywood, there was the metamaze. And that camera inside your mind will show you in living colors, live in 3D, that scenario that is destroying you over and over and over and over and over again. Until every ounce of your emotional intelligence have been depleted. See, the mind helps you to connect. It's where the part of us, when it deals with relationships, is how we process that. Process. This is even where the mood swings are. And the left half of the brain, it wants to call you to action. It wants you to pull apart things. It wants you to separate things. So when you're looking at things in that construct, it's telling you, no, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. It begins to either accuse you or excuse you. So then you spend your time allowing your mind to constantly keep you in this battle. And now the war has begun, the war on the mind. And so everything that is happening in your life is not going in the direction you want. It's showing you that you can't do it. I don't care how hard you try. It will not work. I don't care what you say. It's not going to work. And you begin to beat yourself up. Or it does the adverse. Your consciousness excuses you. You're causing mayhem on the planet. You're doing destructive things to yourself and others. You have totally separated yourself from all of your emotions and feelings and empathy, compassion, and love. And your mind says, it ain't my fault. Y'all remember that song? It ain't my fault. And you take no responsibility for nothing. This is the mind. This is the mind. Meanwhile, you have this war in the mind going on. How do we stop it? How do we make it go away? How do we allow the mind to operate in its highest potential? How do we filter out the madness? How do we stop the affliction? How do we save our babies? How do we save ourselves? by understanding the mind. But there's a blueprint here that has been left for us. And that blueprint has really begun to help us. If we could really get this message of the meta mind and know that within us, we have the ability to think our own thoughts. And we don't have to entertain non-serving thoughts. But it takes work. And just like we feed our bodies, feed our spirit, we must feed our minds. Our mind must be fed. We must also understand that your mind should not be leading you. It should be your intuition. Your mind is there to carry out action. Once you have decided to follow your insight, your heart. But we must do that from a healthy place of learning how to love ourselves. And before I go further into that, loving ourselves is not just for women. See, we've been lied to about the ego. The ego has caught a bad rap. And we all fed into it. If somehow I feel good about myself, I'm in my ego. If I am sitting down saying to myself, I am proud of the things I have accomplished and the things that I am doing, that's ego. And if I say no, that's ego. If I say yes, that's ego. Then I must humble myself. There is a time for that, but I will let you know. The divine and the universe is not a respecter of humbleness. Because when you are a true being growing up on planet Earth, you are not interested in arrogance. That don't even come into play. Imagine that. Those two scenarios do not come into play. Most of us here are loving beings. We are old souls on the planet. If you are a new soul, then you need those lessons in compassion. New souls need that. But if you've been here lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, you know how to be compassionate. You know how to be loving. You know how to be empathetic. You know how to do that. Get out of your heart. step to the side and allow it to do what it does. Stay out of your mind and allow your intuition to lead you. Because you have work to do here, not just for yourself and self-gratification, even though you should receive some gratification in the things you're doing. How can you give the world love when you cannot find it within? And this is why I say we've been lied to about the ego. Simply lied to. You must work with all of you. And you must understand the meta maze of the mind. Because mental illness is running rampant on the planet. Because we didn't understand our own power. Not to take over someone else, but to understand who you are. And at the core of that, at the essence of that, is your history. You have to understand what makes you like everything else on this planet, but at the same time, you have to understand what makes you different. And personally, I don't think we did a very good job of understanding what makes us different. Or here's a better word, what makes us unique. We are all a reflection of the divine. So in essence, we are all angels. And you have to know your angle, because angels are different angles. They're aspects of the divine. What is your angel? Do you have an angel name? What is it? What does it stand for? Do you know? We have been tricked out of our own divine powers by not understanding who we are, understanding what makes us exactly like everyone else, and appreciating those things that are unique and different about who we are. But again, things have been left for us. And so now we're going to talk about the second seal and who sits at this seat of the second seal. And why it is so necessary for us on this day to recognize and acknowledge. Born on March 18th, 1935. Born to her father, Henry N. Kress, who was a physician, and her mother, Ida Mae Griffin, who was a teacher. Dr. Frances Luella Crest Welsing was born in Chicago. She is the author of the ISIS papers And if you do not have that, you definitely need to get that book and you need to read it. She is an oracle. She is a psychiatrist and a medical doctor. She is the one who coined the term racist in our country. She wrote her first paper back in 1970, and it was called The Crest Theory of Color Confrontation of White Supremacy, Racism. She also attended Howard University, lived in Washington, D.C., where she worked in many hospitals, and she also worked with children as well. She was a medical doctor and a psychiatrist, and she understood how signs and symbols and the key element of melanin, the hormone in the body, she understood the signs and symbols. She understood how words and emotional responses were having traumatic effect on people of color and all people in the world economically, through education, through entertainment, through laws and politics, religion, sex and war, how all of this was plaguing our community and who we were. She is the motherboard of planet Earth, and her charge to planet Earth is mental illness. She has been warning us about this since the 1969. She is also one of the founders of what they call the Melanin Conference or the Kim Ware. The Kim Ware Science Conferences. The very first one, held throughout the country, where her and Dr. Richard King, who wrote The Kings of Keys to Melanin, both worked together with many brothers and sisters all across the country to help us understand about melanin. The melanin conferences were there. She was a scholar, a frontline warrior. She was a queen mother who believed in lap time for our children. Lap time. And quite frankly, for some of us adults, we need lap time. And lap time was Dr. Frances Quest Welsing's way of telling us we needed to feel loved and nurtured, that we needed to put more of that into our minds, into our bodies, into our spirits. She also discovered that melanin made you high doses of melanin in your skin, in your brown and black and yellow skin, made you more susceptible to energy and psychic energy. It opened up your awareness of your third eye and your pineal gland. And therefore, it was impacting our bodies with things like high blood pressure, things that can cause the body to become diseased, heart attacks, heart problems, thyroid problems, womb issues, mental illness due to not understanding the effects of melanin in the body. It increases your awareness of your psychic abilities. So those 12 strands of DNA, those 12 levels of consciousness, not recognizing the signs and symbols that were placed in this world, were having traumatic effects on us without even knowing. and our babies and our children. And something so simple as taking a brown basketball and shooting it into a white net and yelling score was setting our children up for a path from the schoolhouse to the prisons. So before anyone called out the disenfranchised of people on the planet, Dr. Frances Cress Welsing led the way. She led the way. And she took a stand. She is the oracle. She is the great mother. And she had risen to the highest potential of psychic energy on this planet and understood the effects of melanin and what it was doing to highly melanated people. Melanin allows you to see inside the dark. You could see signs and symbols and decode them within your DNA without you even knowing it. And this is why she understood the mind was under attack. The mind was under attack because of our lack of knowledge, because of our miseducation of who we were as unique beings on the planet. So you think, because you feel in some kind of way, it's all in your head. You think, because you're seeing something, it's all in your mind. And if you begin to love yourself so much, that sometimes it's your own people who live in your house. It's the people you're working so hard for. It's the people you help in that will try to shut you down and make you think something is wrong because you want to love yourself. Because you want to do great things in this world. And you don't have to go against your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend in order for you to do what you need to do. You don't have to steal, rob, and kill to make it. You don't have to become a copycat or a mockingbird because you have melanin, and anything that you ask of your melanin, no matter how little, no matter how much, it will unlock the keys. It will give you the essence of who you are, but you must do the work, and you can't just do it on a Friday. You can't just do it on a Sunday. You can't just do it Monday through Friday, and you can't just do it on the days you think it feels good. You have to be about your business. Every day, you have to make it a point to choose your thoughts. And you have to keep doing this for the rest of your life. You have to keep loving yourself every single day, particularly when it comes to our brothers. Not that sisters don't need to love themselves, but brothers. And Dr. Frances Cress Welsing recognized that brothers were at a disadvantage of this because of the way our society was set up. And so therefore, they had a lack of love, which means they had a lack of connection with their mothers. And because of that disconnect between their mothers and their fathers, they had no grace and ease in what they would do to achieve what they needed. And they had no respect for feelings because they were taught you are not supposed to have emotions. And we know love brings out emotions. You act different when you love yourself. You speak different when you love yourself. You do different when you love yourself. And consequently, you will start to treat everyone in this world differently. Dr. Frances Quest Welsing was on such a quest for this. She didn't just study Africans. She went to Germany and she studied the Europeans because she wanted to know just as much as what would make you love, what would make you hate. So she studied the works of Hitler. She went back to that place to understand where the lack of melanin, what is it doing? What does it have the possibility to do? But we as a people, and when I say that, that is black, brown, white, yellow, green, orange, red, that is all of us here on the planet. We can all learn from Dr. Frances Quest Welsing's work. Because she showed us as the mother board to planet Earth. She is the backbone of civilization of these modern times. She is what Carl Jung was. She is for us in this new world today, because Dr. Frances Quest Welsing tied the history of humanity together at one spot and allowed the symbols to talk to the spirit of the souls on the planet. And she recognized that the mind is a powerful thing. She understood how powerful the mind is. She also understood the essence when it came from ancient Kemet in Egypt, and she studied that as well. That she understood the growth of the oak tree was just as important as the acorn. And that cannot be forgotten. So the second seal, the metamaze, at seal number two, we honor Dr. Frances Quest Welsing. Ashe, ashe to her. I had the pleasure of interviewing her and speaking with her on several occasions. She is the author of the ISIS Papers. If you don't have that, you definitely want to get that book. She is that great mother. She is the great mother board. And the goddess that is connected with Dr. Frances Quest Welsing is the goddess Aso. The goddess Aso, a part of what we call the Kush goddesses or the Candites, the Candaces out of Ethiopia, female rulers, female warriors, also known as the Nubian goddesses, Dr. Frances Quest Welsing, queen of the Egyptians, the goddess that aligns with her energy, is the goddess Aso, spelled A-S-O, the Ethiopian goddess of justice and love, Ethiopian queen. Yeah, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. I trust, I love, to all of you, that you would go back through this series and definitely please call on Dr. Frances Quest Welsing. She is here for all of us to really help us to understand more about the power of our mind, to understand how to balance this energy. What a greater gift that we could bring to you on Mother's Day. Then this, seal number two, Dr. Frances Quest Welsing. I am truly honored. We are truly honored, myself and Brother Bilal, to be able to to share this with you guys. She is definitely connected to the quantum field with us here. She is the motherboard, just like a motherboard in the computer. She is the motherboard to Earth. And many of what is happening now, many of what we're seeing now, she laid the blueprint for the understanding going forward for all of us, for white, black, brown. She should be studied in every university, every school, and every household so that we all can come together and understand how we're all connected to one another. So I love her. I love you. And I thank you all for sharing this time with us. I do want to give some special shouts out, definitely sending love out to Brother Bilal, who's listening in. Also special Mother's Day shouts out to Sister Manya and baby Nana, well, Sister Manya. Want to send her so much love as well. And then also to Siba Haru Alkebulon, who definitely is one of the ones who introduced me to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. I became aware of her work through the Hetepu Network. And I know he's listening in. I just want to honor him as well and thank him so much. I want to thank each and every single one of you because I do know, like myself, I am, as you are, I am the mother of Planet Remix. And I take this to heart. I take this deep in my soul. And I am truly honored and grateful, and I am so thankful, so thankful, so thankful to each and every single one of you. We have more than 8 million listeners who are listening from all over the world, from all different nationalities and from all different cultures and backgrounds, and we are all learning, growing from each other every single time that we come together. And I am so grateful to all of you, to every single one of you. Know that we are all here. We are all here because we are supposed to be here. We are all here. So before I go, I'm going to play something on our way out. But I want to say it again. Ashe and thank you to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, the mother board of planet Earth. And her charge to Earth is mental illness. And if you find yourself or your loved ones in that position, call upon her. Call upon her, ask her to come, ask her to guide you. It doesn't matter where you are, where you live in the world, what your nationality is, what your background is, she will be here to assist. She will be here to assist you, as well as Planet Remix. I definitely, definitely want all of you to please come back and make sure you leave a comment. But I want to play something. Because, you know, I want to play this song. I know I would like to definitely play this, but I definitely want to say, and so it is done. It is done. It is done, Ashe. I love you all, and I want you all to celebrate with me as we close this out in honor to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. Yeah.
My neck, my back, oh my, oh my, my neck. Love me, yeah. Just love me. All you need.